Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're Sechus Erevin Daf Lamed Dalad. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics are going to focus on number one, on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Rabbi Yirmiyah said that the Erev in a basket is valid, even if it's above 10 tefachim high in a tree which is 4 tefachim wide, since the basket can be tilted downward, bringing the Erev within 10 tefachim the ground, which is the din of a karmelis, and thereby making it accessible to bring it into Rishus rubbing during Bein HaShemashos. The Gemara challenges Rabbi Yirmiyah based on a brice that states that if one intended to establish his Makom Shvisa, his Shabbos residence, on top of a closet which was placed against a wall, and he placed the Erev in the closet below 10 tefachim, which Rashi explains means at a height of 9 tefachim in a place people use to adjust their loads, which has the status of Rishus HaRabim, the Erev is invalid. The Erev is in Rishus HaRabim and requires to be transferred to the top of the closet, which is Rishus HaYachid. The Gemara asks why the Erev is invalid, being that one may tilt the closet, as Rabbi Yirmiyah stated in the basket case. So Rabbi Yirmiyah answered that the closet mentioned the Braisa was nailed to the wall, making it impossible to tilt the closet. Rava answered that even if the closet wasn't nailed into the wall, the Erev would still be invalid since the Braisa was discussing a tall closet, that if one would tilt the top forward, it would extend more than 4 amos from the wall, and then he will not be within 4 amos of the place that he had designated as his Makom Shvisa. Point number 2, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis stated that if one placed an Erev in a pit, even if it was 100 amos deep, the Erev is valid. The Gemara seeks to determine where this pit was located. If it was in a Rishus Yachid, then why does the Mishnah state that even if the pit is 100 amos deep, just as a Rishus Yachid extends all the way to the heavens, so too it extends all the way downwards, and therefore there's no chiddush in saying that even if the pit is 100 amos deep. On the other hand, if the pit is in a Rishus HaRabim, then it's obvious that the Erev is invalid since the person's Makom Shvisa is in Rishus HaRabim, and the Erev is in Rishus Yachid. The Gemara concludes that the pit is in a karmelis, and the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, who holds any Shabbos prohibition which is a derabbanan is not forbidden during Bein HaShemashos. And point number 3, the next Mishnah states, Nasna b'migdal va'avet ha'mefteach, if he placed the Erev in a closet, and then he locked it, and he lost the key, making the Erev inaccessible, the Erev is still valid, according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yezer said that if he does not know where the key is, it's not a valid Erev. The Gemara asks why the Erev should be valid according to the Tanakhama, since his Makom Shvisa is in one place and the Erev is in another. Rashi explains that even though they're both in Rishus HaYachid, the Erev is still inaccessible, making it as if they're in two different places. Rav and Shmuel both say that the case is dealing with a closet made of bricks and is going according to Rabbi Meir, who holds Poches L'Chachil V'Nota, that if a house of produce was sealed, making them inaccessible on Yantiv, one may break through the wall and take the fruit. The Gemara clarifies that the bricks of the house were not cemented together, so breaking the wall would not be violating Soser, the Malach of demolishing. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, Rabbi Yirmiyah said that the Erev in a basket is valid even if it's above 10 tefachim high in a tree, which is 4 tefachim wide, since the basket can be tilted downward, bringing the Erev within 10 tefachim of the ground, which is the din of a karmelis, and thereby making it accessible to bring it into Rishus rubbing during Bein HaShemashos. The Gemara challenges Rabbi Yirmiyah based on a brace that states that if one intended to establish his Makom Shvisa, his Shabbos residence, on top of a closet, which was placed against a wall, and he placed the Erev in the closet below 10 tefachim, which Rashi explains means at a height of 9 tefachim, in a place people use to adjust their loads, which is the status of Rishus rubbing, the Erev is valid. The Erev is in the Rishus HaRabim, and it requires to be transferred to the top of a closet, which is a Rishus HaYachid. The Gemara asks why the Erev is invalid, being that one may tilt the closet, as Rabbi Yirmiyah stated. Rabbi Yirmiyah answered that the closet mentioned the Braisa was nailed to the wall, making it impossible to tilt the closet. Rava answered that even if the closet was not nailed into the wall, the Erev would still be invalid because the Braisa was discussing a tall closet, that if one would tip the top forward, it would extend more than 4 amos from the wall, and then he wouldn't be within 4 amos of the place that he had designated as his Makom Shvisa. Point number 2, the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis stated that if one placed an Erev in a pit, even if it was 100 amos deep, the Erev is valid. The Gemara seeks to determine where this pit was located. If it was in Rishus HaYachid, then why does the Mishnah state that even if the pit is 100 amos deep, just as Rishus HaYachid extends all the way to the heavens, so too does it extend all the way downwards, and therefore there's no chiddush in saying even if the pit is 100 amos deep. On the other hand, if the pit is in Rishus HaRabim, then it's obvious that the Erev is invalid, since a person's Makom Shvisa is in Rishus HaRabim, and the Erev is in Rishus HaYachid. The Gemara concludes that the pit is in the Karmelis, and the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, who holds that kol davar shu mishum shvus lo gazru l'Bein HaShemashos. Any Shabbos prohibition, which is a derabanan, is not forbidden during Banish Mashos. And pointing with me, the next Mishnah states, Naslam b'migdal va'avad ha-mifteach, if he placed the Erev in a closet, and then he locked it, and then he lost the key, making the Erev inaccessible, according to the Tanakhama, the Erev is still valid. Rabbi Yehuda said that if he doesn't know where the key is, it's not a valid Erev. So the Gemara asks why the Erev should be valid according to the Tanakhama, since his Makum Shvisa is in one place, and the Erev is in another. Rashi explains that even though they're both in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the Erev is still inaccessible, making it as if they're in two different places. So Rav and Shmuel both say that the case is dealing with a closet made of bricks, and is going according to Rabbi Meir, who holds Poches L'Chadchil V'Notel, that if a house of produce was sealed, making them inaccessible on Yantav, one may break through the wall and take the fruit. The Gemara clarifies that the bricks of the house were not cemented together, so breaking the wall would not be violating Soser, the Malacha of demolishing. So now we go to our Siman, and the Siman for Lamed Dalet is a ladder, a ladder. So here goes. The strange man who climbed a ladder to make his Makum Shvisa on top of a closet, and then accidentally dropped his Erev into a deep pit, forgot where he put the key for his closet made of bricks that he needed to get a rope. Once again, in slow motion. The strange man who climbed a ladder, that must be more on Daf Lamed Dalet. The strange man who climbed a ladder to make his Makum Shvisa on top of a closet, which reminds us that the case of a person who makes his Makum Shvisa on top of a closet and places his Erev below 10 Tfachim cannot be resolved like the basket case in the tree, which was tilted into a Karmelis. Either, as Rabbi Yirmi explains, the closet was nailed into the wall and can't be tilted, or as Rav explains, that the closet was tall, and tilting it would extend the top of the closet beyond Dalet Amos from the place he designated as his Makum Shvisa. So the strange man who climbed a ladder to make his Makum Shvisa on top of a closet, and then accidentally dropped his Erev into a deep pit, which reminds that the Mishnah's case of permitting an Erev that was placed in a 100 amma deep pit was where the pit was in a Karmelis. And the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, who holds Kol Davar Shehu Mishum Shvus L'Gazu L'Banish Mashos. Any Shabbos prohibition, which is a Derabbanan, is not forbidden during Banish Mashos. So the strange man who climbed a ladder to make his Makum Shvisa on top of a closet, and then accidentally dropped his Erev into a deep pit, forgot where he put the key for his closet made of bricks that he needed to get a rope. Which reminds us that there's a Malchokas of an Erev is valid if it was placed in a locked closet and the person lost the key. Rav and Shmuel explained that the Erev is valid according to the Tanakhama because the closet was made of bricks, and is going according to Rabbi Meir, who holds Poches L'Chadchil V'Notel, that if a house of produce was sealed, making them inaccessible in Yantiv, one may break through the wall of bricks that were not cemented and take the fruit. So once again, the strange man who climbed a ladder to make his Makum Shvisa on top of a closet, and then accidentally dropped his Erev into a deep pit, forgot where he put the key for his closet made of bricks that he needed to get a rope. So that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.